WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be real, who here hasn't stared at a looming to-do list like it's some kind of mythical beast? Procrastination, that sneaky little gremlin, loves to show up when we least expect it. Ever feel like you're constantly running on the hamster wheel of I'll do it tomorrow? Well, today we're tackling this beast head-on. We're diving into practical ways to overcome procrastination and finally take action. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll be feeling empowered and ready to crush those goals. You know that feeling when you actually get something done, and it feels amazing. That's what we're aiming for. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch procrastination for good. Number 1. Understand your why. This is huge. Why are you doing this in the first place? Think about the bigger picture, the ultimate goal. When you connect with the deeper meaning behind your tasks, it fuels motivation and makes taking action way easier. It's like having a secret weapon against procrastination, a powerful why that keeps you going even when things get tough. Number 2. Break it down. Ever felt overwhelmed by a big project? You're not alone. It's one of the biggest reasons we procrastinate. The trick is to break down those massive tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like conquering a mountain. You don't climb straight to the peak, right? You take it step by step. Same goes for your projects. By focusing on one small step at a time, you build momentum and make progress feel less daunting. Number 3. Time boxing is your friend. Ever heard of this? It's all about dedicating specific blocks of time to certain tasks. No more vague "I'll get to it later," set realistic deadlines and stick to them. You'd be surprised how powerful even 25 minutes of focused work can be. And hey, if you need a break, take one. Just get back on track when the timer goes off. Number 4. Eliminate distractions. This is a biggie. Our world is filled with distractions, social media, emails, the tempting Netflix queue. They're like tiny little sirens calling us away from our goals. Turn off those notifications, find a quiet workspace, and put on some noise-canceling headphones if you need to. Focus is your superpower in this battle against procrastination. Number 5. Celebrate the wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. When you accomplish a task, big or small, take a moment to celebrate it. Give yourself a high five, listen to your favorite song, or treat yourself to something you enjoy. Celebrating your wins keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a super important project, maybe that book you've been dreaming of writing, a presentation for work, or even just cleaning out that cluttered closet. You know it needs to be done, but the thought of starting feels overwhelming. Procrastination whispers in your ear. Just 5 more minutes on social media, you're tired, take a break, it can wait until tomorrow. Sound familiar? That's the voice of procrastination trying to sabotage you. But remember those key takeaways we just discussed. Understand your why, visualize the joy and accomplishment that comes from finishing this project. Break it down into smaller steps, set realistic time limits, eliminate distractions, and celebrate each milestone along the way. By applying these strategies, you can turn procrastination from a roadblock into a stepping stone towards success. You've got this. Remember, action breeds confidence. Every small step forward builds momentum, propelling you closer to your goals. So, take the first step today. I know you won't regret it. We're all in this together, folks. Share your thoughts on overcoming procrastination, what strategies work best for you. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind for daily doses of motivation and wisdom. Until next time, stay resilient and keep building that Stoic State of Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.